Hi everyone. For many of us, the days immediately around Christmas Day are often spent taking a break, spending time with family and friends, celebrating in different ways. And this time, as in so many ways this year, it's been different, with much less opportunity to meet up. Precautions recommended when we do, things we can do, things we can't do. But I hope you have found, or you will find, opportunities to catch up with people and enjoy their company, if not in person, than online. That first Christmas was centred around the birth of a baby boy. And so for the proud parents, there would have been a lot to do as they adjusted to a bigger family, caring for their helpless son, reflecting on how it had all happened. The normal things that first-time parents need to cope with. But with the additional impact of knowing that their baby was God's son. It would have been enough to keep them busy, to keep them thinking, but also to keep them wondering. In our country, when a baby is born, there are things we need to do, such as registering the birth within 42 days. So it's not something that needs to be rushed, but something that needs to happen early in the life of the baby, so that he or she is recognised as a citizen of our country. In Israel, there were things they needed to do as well, but they related much more to the people's relationship with God. The mother was seen as ritually unclean and, after a number of weeks, needed to come and make an offering for purification. Each firstborn son was seen as consecrated to God, and the law called for parents to pay 5 shekels, about 50 grams of silver, to redeem them so they could remain as part of the family. Strange sounding rituals to us, but rituals that have been part of their national life and history for hundreds of years. It would have been part of life. It would have been very surprising if parents had not done this. And so Joseph and Mary travel from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to go to the temple and to do what the law required them to do. Something that would have taken place every day in the temple. Something that was totally normal. And it would have been reasonable for them to expect they could just have gone along to the temple, done what they needed to do, without any fuss, without anyone particularly noticing. Just as parents today would not expect a big fuss when they go to register the birth of their baby. But it was anything other than normal. The first thing that happens as they arrive at the temple is they meet a man called Simeon. A man who was totally committed to God. A man who was looking forward to, who was hoping for God's blessing and salvation to come to Israel. A man who was filled with God's Spirit. He was a man who'd received an amazing promise from God that he would not die before he'd met the one whom God was going to send to be the deliverer of his people. And under the guidance of the Spirit, he goes into the temple. He sees Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus. He knows that this is the one God has promised. He knows this is the one he has been waiting for. And he takes Jesus from the surprised parents and praises God, rejoicing in what was going on. He says in Luke 30 to 32, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." In this baby boy, just a few weeks old, Simeon saw a wonderful future, the one who would bring salvation. The one who would show everyone what God was like. The one who would show God's glory to his people. That wasn't the end of the unexpected events in the temple. As Simeon was speaking and blessing them, an elderly widow, one who was totally devoted to God and spent all of her time worshipping and praying in the temple, came up to them and joined in. She gave thanks to God as well. She, just as Simeon had done, recognised that this baby boy was someone special, the one who was going to rescue and restore Jerusalem. And she was so convinced, she went and told everyone else who was looking forward to what God was going to do. So what was going on? Yes, that first Christmas day was behind them. But so much of the significance of that day, of that birth, was still in the future. A future that for Simeon and Anna was now full of hope, of opportunity, of blessing, because they had met Jesus and they realised who he was, how special he was. They both knew that things were not right in Israel, in Jerusalem, at that time. The people were living under the oppressive rule of the Romans. For most people, day-to-day living was a challenge. There were many constraints. For so many people, it had become the norm, the way things were, and they were just trying to get on with life, to cope with it as well as they could, probably with little expectation that things would get better. Yes, God had promised to send someone to put things right, but those promises had been hundreds of years earlier. Who knew when it might happen? Why would anyone think it would happen in their lifetime? Yes, there were clues in some of their scriptures, but for most people, the challenge of daily life was so much they had little time to think about what might be. Life was difficult. Life was hard. Even the birth of a firstborn, while it would bring joy and excitement for a while, would soon be overtaken by the reality of survival. People were living under real constraints, with little hope that anything would change. And for so many of us this last year, we have been living under very real constraints, with occasional glimmers of hope, but no real idea when things would get better, when we can return to something approximating normal, and what that would even look like. As we come to the end of the year, there is more hope than some months ago, with vaccines being developed and approved and starting to roll out, with the first vaccinations taking place a few weeks ago. But we know there are still weeks and months of difficulties and uncertainty to go through before we get to the other side of the problems we are living with today. And many of those problems will continue, even when the medical situation is more under control. And it's easy to become discouraged and to stop hoping, to stop looking forward. But the way that we, as people of God, can go forward into the year ahead with hope and with confidence is to recognise the deep and amazing significance of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Just as Simeon and Anna recognised it hundreds of years ago. This was not just another baby. But as we know, this baby was someone who was going to bring salvation, someone who was bringing God into the world, someone who was going to rescue and restore, someone who's going to restore hope, someone who's going to bring meaning back to life. And this meant for them and for us, not just looking back at and celebrating the birth, but looking forward to all the man was going to accomplish. The way he went about doing good, speaking amazing and life-changing words of truth, acting powerfully and demonstrating authority over nature, disease, even death. Demonstrating love and compassion to those he met, even dying to make it possible for us to be restored to relationship with God. Simeon and Anna did not know all that this baby who became a man was going to do, but they could rest in total confidence that he was going to bring blessing, recovery, and hope to a people that needed it so desperately. And this message of hope is so important for us to hear today. It is a message that is so important for us to share with others. It does not mean that Jesus is going to choose to just get rid of the virus. But it does mean that he is prepared to walk alongside us as we journey into whatever the new year holds. A year that will bring many challenges, but a year into which Jesus will continue to shine his hope, his love, and his life. For each of us, as we draw near to the close of one year and look ahead to another, there is a choice. To face the challenges of the year ahead in our own strength, guided by our own ideas, or even supported by friends and family, those who are so important to us. Or to face the challenges of the year ahead, relying on Jesus, the one who brings peace, the one who offers salvation, the one who brings God into everyday situations. We have the privilege of moving forward together as a church family. And at the centre of that needs to be the person and presence of Jesus made possible by the Spirit. We need to keep our eyes on him. We need to keep our focus on him. We need to move ahead with him into all that he has in store for us. It does not mean everything will be easy, but we will be able to experience God's peace even through the difficult times. We will be able to live as people of hope. Many of those in our town do not have that privilege, have not taken on board the significance of who Jesus is, who this baby was, and what he came to make possible. Are we prepared to follow the example of Anna, who spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel? We have something that Anna did not have. We know so much of the life of Jesus, the life that for Anna was still in the future, and that gives us many things that we can share with others about who this Jesus is, about how much he loves us, about what he is able to do. And as we do that, we can share something of the hope that we have and encourage others to experience it for themselves. The opportunities we each have will be different. For some, it will be as you work with children. For others, it will be as you support those struggling with debt. For others, it will be as you care for people who are unwell or dying. For others, it will be as you work in industry. For others, it will be as you teach in universities. For others, it will be as you seek to help those who are struggling in society. For others, it will be conversation with neighbours or unexpected encounters in supermarkets. It's not an exhaustive list, and please don't be offended if your role was missed out. The point is, we will each have opportunities. The question is, how will we make use of them? So, in the year ahead, whatever it will bring, let's be people of hope. Not just hoping that the future will turn out all right, not just hoping in the vaccine, although they could make a massive difference to so many things, but pinning our hope in Jesus and moving into the year totally confident in him. We do not know how the year will unfold, but at the end of it, let's be able to say that we stayed close to Jesus through all of 2021, and that through our lives and words and actions, others started out on that journey of hope, of a bright future as well. And I look forward to sharing that journey with you. Here are some questions to think about. In what way has God blessed you during 2020? What are you hoping for in 2021 because you know Jesus? And how can you share the hope with others? Let's rejoice in what God has done for us in 2020. Let's look forward in hope to what he has in store for us in 2021.